Okay, welcome everyone to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something pretty interesting, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We've got sources here from, well, its website and also digging into its GitHub repository. We're talking about an online tool called WBO.
That's it, WBO, which stands for Whiteboard Online. Mm. And yeah, we're going to dive into what this collaborative whiteboard actually is.
Right.
We'll look at how surprisingly easy it is to get going with it and sort of unpack why the sources are calling it this, you know, powerful tool for collaborating, drawing, even teaching.
And our mission today really is to make this super clear for you, especially if you're maybe new to online tools like this, looking for something straightforward, no fuss. Just visual sharing.
Exactly. Super accessible. That's the goal.
Okay.
And before we properly jump in, we really want to give a shout out to our supporter for this deep dive, SafeServer. You can find them at www.safeserver.de. They provide hosting, support, digital transformation, basically helping folks get their projects online. Could even be hosting something like WBO yourself.
Yeah.
So check them out, www.safeserver.de.
Excellent. Okay, let's dive in then. WBO Whiteboard Online. Fundamentally, what is this thing?
So imagine like a giant digital piece of paper, a canvas, that lives on the web.
Okay.
Its main job, and the sources really highlight this up front. It's pretty simple. Let lots of people draw on the same board together at the exact same time.
So it's like we're all standing around the same whiteboard in a room, but, you know, virtually.
That's the idea.
That's the core magic, yeah. That simultaneous input is key for collaboration. And the sources really stress that it does this while being, well, simple, totally free, and really easy to get started with.
Simple, free, easy. Okay, those are definitely words that grab your attention, especially for beginners. How does that drawing part feel, though? Is it smooth? Does it feel like real time?
Yeah, the sources emphasize the real time aspect. The board updates instantly for everyone. Uh-huh. You draw a line, and boom, someone else sees it right away, wherever they are. That immediate feedback is, you know, crucial for actually working together visually.
Right. Avoids that laggy, disconnected feeling you sometimes get. And what about persistence? If I draw something and then close my laptop, is it gone?
Nope. That's another key thing mentioned. The board state is always saved.
Always.
Always saved. So you don't have to stress about losing stuff. Close the browser, come back hours later, share the link. It'll still be there.
Okay, hold on. Simple, free, easy, real time, and persistent. That sounds almost too good to be true for someone just wanting to, like, sketch out an idea with a colleague quickly.
Mm-hmm.
How do you actually get started? Is there a big sign-up process? Downloads, accounts.
This is where it gets really good, especially for beginners. The sources are super clear. You don't need to set up anything to just try it out.
Nothing.
Nothing. They mention a demo server that's just open. You go to wbbo.oprafear.dev in your browser. That's it. You're on a whiteboard. Ready to go.
Wait, seriously, just type that address, wbr.ophir.dev, and I'm drawing. No login, no pop-ups asking for my email.
That's exactly what the sources describe. Easiest way in. And collaborating, just as simple. You copy the URL, the web address you're on, and send it to whoever.
Just share the link?
Yep. They click it, they land on the same board as you, instantly collaborating.
Wow. Okay, that genuinely is easy. No barriers at all.
Huh.
You mentioned a couple of ways to use it like this, right?
Mm.
Without setting up your own server.
Yeah, two main ways described. First, there's like the public board. Think of it as a big open space. Anyone can jump on anonymously.
Right.
Great for just messing around, maybe drawing with strangers online, quick, fun stuff. But the sources do note it's ephemeral, right? Not for super important work or anything private.
Like a digital public wall for doodles.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. But maybe not for plotting world domination. What if you need something, you know, just for your group?
Right. That's the second option, still using their server.
Yeah.
You can create a private board. When you do that, WBO makes a unique random name for your board, like a secret code in the URL.
So it's not passworded, but it's obscure.
Exactly. Only people with that specific random link can find it. Highly unlikely someone just guesses it. So perfect for a team meeting, a study group, sketching with friends, you know, stuff you want to keep within the group.
Okay, that makes sense. Public for random fun, private link for your own group. That really delivers on the easy for beginners angle. What are people actually using this for? You said it's versatile.
Yeah, the sources list things like art, entertainment, design, teaching. It seems its simplicity is the key. It just gets out of your way.
Can you paint a picture? Any specific examples?
Sure. They mention collaborative diagramming. So maybe a team sketching out a user flow or a process map together.
Right, so one person screen sharing and everyone else just watching.
Exactly. Or teaching math, you could draw equations, graphs, geometry figures live on the board with students participating.
Ah, I can see that being useful.
And just collaborative art, obviously, from silly doodles with friends to maybe more structured creative projects. Because it's just a shared canvas, it fits lots of visual tasks.
Teaching, design, art, all just by sharing a link. It's pretty powerful for such a simple concept. And for a lot of people, just using that wb.ophir.dev demo site will probably be enough, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. For quick collabs, trying it out, brainstorming, the demo server is fantastic. You're up and running in literally seconds.
Okay. But the sources do go a bit deeper, right? For people or organizations who need more control, maybe hosting it themselves, does the easy part still apply there?
It seems so, yeah. The sources suggest that even self-hosting running WBO on your own server is designed to be, well, relatively straightforward compared to maybe other web apps.
Okay, so if you need that extra privacy, or maybe you're a school and want it on your own network, it's not necessarily a huge technical mountain to climb.
That seems to be the message. They outline a couple of main ways.
What are those?
Well, they mention using Docker containers, which is often described as a kind of safer, packaged way to run applications. There's an official image ready to go.
Okay, Docker. I've heard of that. Sort of self-contained.
Pretty much. Or you can run it directly using Node.js, which is the technology WBO is built with. That means installing Node.js and running the code directly on your machine or server.
Right, so a couple of standard options. The main point for someone maybe less technical is that if you need to self-host, the path isn't described as overly complex.
Exactly. The focus seems to remain on ease, even for deployment. So you get the control, the data privacy, without necessarily needing, you know, a huge IT department just for this one tool.
Makes sense. And if you do run your own instance, what about managing it? Can you control who gets in, what they can do?
Yes, definitely. Self-hosting unlocks more configuration. You can set up proper authentication, for example.
Like logins.
Yeah, using things like JWTs, JSON web tokens for more secure access instead of just relying on those random board names. And you can assign roles.
Roles? Like admin powers?
Sort of. There's the default editor role they can draw, but there's also a moderator role.
The board wiper.
Exactly. The moderator can clear the board. And you can get quite granular tying specific roles to specific board names. So maybe you're a moderator for this project board, but just an editor on that team board.
Okay, that's useful for organizations, definitely.
Yes.
Different permissions for different spaces. Any other simple configuration things mentioned?
Yeah, you can control things like where the board data actually gets saved on your server. There's also a setting mentioned about how many drawing actions get sent per second. Basically a way to balance drawing smoothness against how much load it puts on your server.
Okay, fine-tuning. And what about seeing what's happening, like monitoring usage?
They mention it can send metrics like how many people are connected, server load, to monitoring systems using a standard called Stats. So you can hook it into tools like Prometheus or Datadog if you're already using those.
Got it. So basic monitoring is built in.
Yeah.
And getting a quick look at a board's content, like a snapshot.
Yep. There's an SVG preview feature mentioned. You can usually just add preview before the board name in the URL.
Oui.
And it gives you a static image of the board. Sources say it's maybe not 100% perfect visually, but good for a quick glance or an export.
That is handy. It really sounds like a well-thought-out tool. Simple on the surface, but with some decent depth if you need it.
And a big part of that, I think, comes from it being open source.
Right. You mentioned GitHub.
Yeah. The sources highlight it uses the AGPL 3.0 license. The code is public.
Which means anyone can look at it, use it, maybe even help improve it.
Exactly. The sources mention it has like over 40 contributors. People have chipped in to build it. That whole community aspect is probably why it's free, why it's got these user-friendly features, but also robust options like self-hosting. And if you run into trouble or have ideas, GitHub is the place to go, according to the docs.
That's great. It shows how that open approach can lead to really practical, useful tools for everyone.
It really does. It's a solid example.
Okay, so let's kind of wrap up this deep dive. We've looked at WBO, this online collaborative whiteboard. And the big takeaway really seems to be simple, free, and genuinely easy to start with.
Mm-hmm. We saw how anyone, especially beginners, can just hit that demo server, wbboo.ophir.dev, visit the site, grab a link, and start collaborating visually, either on the public board or a randomly named private one.
Super low barrier to entry.
Oh.
And then we touched on how if you need that next level more control, privacy, managing access for a team or organization,
yeah,
the sources suggest self-hosting is designed to be pretty accessible too.
Right. Giving you control over your data, setting up roles, without it being presented as this massive technical challenge.
So the core value is that accessible, real-time drawing collaboration, good for quick sketches, brainstorming, teaching, basic design work, all wrapped in a package that feels easy to pick up.
Yeah, definitely aimed at being beginner-friendly, but with capability underneath. A great showcase of open source, really. And speaking of support, let's thank SafeServer again, www.safeserver.de, for helping make this deep dive possible. Their hosting and digital transformation support are vital for getting projects online. Check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Definitely. So, thinking about WBO, how simple it is just to send someone a link, and suddenly you're both looking at the same canvas, drawing together.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? What idea, what project, what little sketch could you bring to life right now just by sharing one of those links?
It's a good question to ponder.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, until next time.